The what? I check the mail every day. Great to see you. So the Spikes are taking the field as we get ready for tonight's ball game between State College and Trenton. These are the top two draws in the MLB Draft League. And the Spikes will go over 75,000 tonight with the attendance here. And looking forward to another big crowd on hand tonight. Spikes are wearing their red jerseys tonight. It's Bellefonte Community Night, so they wear the red with the gold trim, blue hats, white pants, and blue stripe down the side. Meanwhile, Trenton is wearing the blue caps tonight. They're also wearing their dark blue jerseys with the light blue sleeves, the gray pants, as they get ready for tonight's ball game between the two tonight. And we'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on with scores across the league, Major League Baseball as well. And time now for our national anthem and Rodney Martin to make the introduction.
This time we ask that you please rise as you are able. And we kindly request that you remove your caps. Please join me in welcoming Addie Winecoop, here to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Outstanding job, and the opening pitch from America's Carpet Outlet in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Watch fireworks from the field tonight with the State College Spikes. Game time is 6:35 against Trenton, and the skies will light up with a post-game salute to 80s movies themes fireworks show presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and you can watch them from the infield dirt at Medler Field on Hospitality Appreciation Night and Bellefonte Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference elite level athletes, and so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Marv Garwein going through his final warm-ups. Are you ready for tonight's game? Four-seam fastball, slider, and the changeup. But the last outing, and Joe and I did that game up at Bowman, I thought he pitched very well. I thought he gave them three really good innings. I was impressed by how he handled himself out there. Now let's see if he can pick up where he left off, and this is his third start with the State College Spikes. Defensively, Dorigi at first, Page at second, Vuletic at short, Blackford at third, Guardino in left, Harden in center, Fontebo in right, and Caleb Marquez behind the plate. Tonight's opening pitch at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Athens Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Colby Johnson leads it off. Center fielder, the pitch, and there for a strike, it is 0-1. First pitch at 6:35, 78 degrees. Hazy skies. The 0-1 hit high in the air to left field. And that ball is gone into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Just to the left of the scoreboard as Colby Johnson hits his second home run of the year. And it's 1-0 Trenton. He hung that changeup that time, and Johnson was able to get it. One nothing. Here's Jack Lynch. Lynch at 2-11. No home runs, three knocked in. Fouls that off. Third base side out of play. Lynch went 1-for-5 last night. He is 1-for-8 in the series with a run scored. And the pitch. That's outside and low for a ball. One ball and one strike to count. Guarin delivers. In tight, bounced away from Marquez. It's 2-1. Jonah Jenkins, last night's starting pitcher, bounces out of the dugout to get that one. Straight away, a little shallower and left. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup that time. From Guarin, it's 2-2. Starting to mix in more of a curveball, too. And the pitch. Ejected, didn't go. It's full 3-2. On this 78-degree evening, plenty of haze down the mountain range. The wind is blowing to left. About 5 to 10 miles per hour. And the pitch. That's on the ground to first. Dorigi on one knee, picks it up, jogs to the bag, steps on the bag with the left foot. One out. Ramon Jimenez. Jimenez, 2-for-5 last night with a double and a run scored. He is 2-for-8 in the series. He has knocked in a run. Jimenez at 231, no home run, 7 knocked in with 4 doubles and a triple. And that pitch is hit in the air, right center field, drifting over Fontebola. Jesse's there, puts it away, 2 outs. Two gone, then the DH, Joe Impaduglia. 2-for-2 last night with a run scored he drove into. He is 3-for-6 in the series. Joe hitting 341, which is now good for 6th in the league. His 3 home runs also 6th in the league. He's driven in 10. But again, here's a guy with 15 hits, 3 home runs, and 12 singles. No doubles, no triples. First pitch to him is in there for a strike at his 0-1. Guarin goes set. Marv to the plate. Checked it, did not go. It is 1-1. Ball and a strike here on Belfont Community Night. And a great night for it as well. The pitch. Down low, scooped up by Marquez. 2-1 the count. And the haze down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Belfont. Same story with Tussey Mountain. Yeah, I can see Tussey Mountain, but a lot of haze there tonight. 2-1. Hit high in the air, playable center field for Harden. In fact, right in his tracks, and Peyton puts it away. The inning is over. Johnson homers to left to lead the game off. It's 1-0 Trenton as we work our way to the bottom of the first on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
DUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the first inning. And Luke Reddick, the left-hander of the mound. And Reddick is off to a great start with Trenton. Really strong month of July for him. 3-0, 1.73 ERA. 26 innings pitched. 19 hits. 6 runs, 5 of them earned. He has struck out 24, walked 8, 3-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. And opposing hitters only 2.16 against him. He is sixth in the league in ERA, third in innings pitched, and fifth in strikeouts. Peyton Harden will lead it off. He's followed by Zach Vuletich and Brendan Dorigi. Harden now at 321. No home runs, 8 knocked in with a league-leading 9 doubles. 2-for-3 last night with a run and a stolen base. Checked it. That's a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to count. Tim Battle coaching down at third, and Jesus Azuaje is coaching at first. That pitch is in there for a strike. It is 1-1. Jesse West working the plate tonight. Robert Lynn down at first. Cody Kogan at third. And the pitch. As on the ground to third. Backhanded there. Fine play. Throws in time. Well played that time by Jack Lynch, who has spent the last two nights as the shortstop. Moved him over to third tonight, and that was sharp. Zach Vuletich went 3-for-4 last night with a run scored. He also stole a base, now hitting .214. After hitting .351 in his career at Texas Tech, including .388 this past spring. That's foul to the screen. It is quickly 0-1. Colby Johnson's home run in the first has made it 1-0 Trent. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Change up that time. It's 0-2. Outfield straight away. Big gap, though, in left center field. Big gap. Up high. In fact, now the center fielder Johnson's about maybe 15, 20 steps into right center. And Jimenez, the right fielder, is very shallow and right. 1-2. Outside, just missed the outer edge. Level at 2-2. One out. Base is empty. Bottom of the first. It is 1-0 Trenton. Reddick. The left-hander works from the first base side of the mound, delivers. Outside for a ball, runs it full 3-2. Great crowd on hand here tonight for Bellefonte Community Night. It's always well attended when it's Bellefonte Community Night. Always. 3-2 on Vuletich. Red Egg delivers. The lefty on its way. Up high, ball four. Zach's aboard. That is his fifth walk as a Spike. And the last three games, it's been a great series for him. He's been getting on base. Here's Brendan Dorigi. Went 0 for 3 last night with a walk, now hitting 290. Home run 14 knocked in with 10 doubles and a triple. Scored 13 runs. And the pitch. And Dorigi takes a strike. It's 0-1. 88 with the fastball from Reddick that time. There's the set. With one out, Vuletich on first, and that's a strike to Dorigi, and Brennan's in the hole 0-2. Not enamored with the call, but going to bounce right back. Good curveball that time. Brady Sizemore and Francisco Lindor jerseys down below to our left. And 0-2. And foul. Dorigi does a good job to stay alive. It's still 0-2. Lynch even in the bag at third, now backs up a couple of steps. Middle infield at double play depth. They are straight away in the outfield. But still, Abedin is shallow in left. This guy can drive the ball. It's not up to me to tell him how to play. 0-2. Set. Vuletich leads at first. Throw to first, and he was caught flat-footed, but he got back. Jesus Zawahi over to talk to Zach. And that little split-second hesitation that sometimes gets you into deep trouble. 0-2. That's on the ground. Into right field. That's a base hit. Vuletich is around second. He wants to go to third. The throw by Jimenez is into second. Runners at the corners with one out. Braden Blackford, fourth in the league in runs driven in with 15. First in the league with home runs with 4. Number one in the league in extra base hits with 13. Hitting .318 with 4 home runs, 15 knocked in with 6 doubles and a triple. 2 for 4 last night. Knocked in 2, scored 2. Now he has a chance to tie the game up right here. Open stance. First and third with one out. Middle infield double play depth. And the pitch. Checked it, did not go. Outside to the left-handed hitter. 1-0 the count. Started him out with a curveball. Straight away in the outfield. Interesting enough, the right fielder Jimenez is not playing deep against the left-handed power hitter. That is sliced down the left field line. On the run, and that's going to be foul as it drifts into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Abedin gave it a run, but ran out of real estate. The Spikes would have scored a run on it. It would have been a sacrifice fly had he caught it. Ball and a strike on Blackford. Vuletich out to his walking lead at third. Dorigi leads at first with one out. Blackford levels the bat. And the pitch. On the ground to first. Vuletich will come home. The throw to first. Did they get Blackford? They did. The double play. Wow. And no run. So 3-6-3 on the double play. And the Spikes have wrapped into a few of those in this series. It's the ninth double play they wrapped into in the second half. But they've wrapped into, what, 4 of them in this series? Wow. So, Spikes get no runs, a hit, and have one left. And that one left was at third. At the end of one full inning, 1-0. Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Every day we be grinding. If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
1-0 here as we go to the top of the second. Anthony Appadine happens to be the McDonald's strikeout guy. And hits it high in the air to right field. Fontebowa, sunglasses down, loses his cap and runs it down. One out. Justin Guerrero did not play in last night's game. Played second base and went 1-for-3 with a run scored and a stolen base on Tuesday night. Guerrero at 226 with a home run and four knocked in and the five doubles. Colby Johnson's leadoff homer. The difference so far here in the top of the second inning. Here's the set and the pitch, and that's up high from Guarin. One ball and no strikes. Base is empty with one out, and the pitch. In there for a strike, levels the count at 1-1. Good curveball from Marv that time. He's been working on that curveball. Normally throws the slider and the change. New baseball is going to be thrown out to him. Trying to add that pitch to his arsenal. And that one may be a ball. Yeah. That one sailed a bit. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Guarin to the plate. That's on the ground. Wide of the bag at third. Up there by Donna Smith. Throws it back into the dugout. Ford, by the way, is coaching down at first. 2-2 the count. Guarin looks in, delivers up high. Full 3-2. So they're on the road this weekend. Off Monday, here Tuesday, Wednesday with Williamsport at 6:35 each night. 3-2. That's a broken bat. Liner to short. Picked up by Vuletic. Two outs. Dan Covino. Last night went 0-for-3 with a run scored. He also stole a base last night. It was a late defensive replacement on Tuesday. Covino at 298, two home runs, 10 knocked in with three doubles, and takes a ball. It's 1-0. Terrific crowd on hand here tonight in this Tuesday night. Today the luxury suites are completely filled tonight in the Geisinger Champions Club outside for a ball 2-0. I mean, there is, I may see a couple of empty seats in the Geisinger Champions Club. Left or right, but that's about it. Two out. Outside 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Two outs, bases empty here in the top of the second. 1-0 Trenton on the Colby Johnson home run. The pitch. Taking all the way and takes a strike. It's 3-1. Yeah, Johnson led off that game with that home run into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion and left. Guarin to the plate. That is lined to right field. That's a base hit. It's the second hit of the game for Trenton. A two-out single to right by Covino, and here's Anthony Fontana, the first baseman. Fontana at 270. No home runs, 10 knocked in with five doubles and a triple. Fontana last night went 2-for-4 with a double and a single. In the series, he's 3-for-8. Closed stance. We were talking about open stances. He has a closed stance. That front foot is up on the line, and the back foot is offset. Set by Guarin, and the pitch. That's cued foul, third base. He barely got a piece of it. It's 0-1. Mara's been getting ahead of guys. I mean, that's the eighth hitter of the lineup, and five of those eight have seen a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Now they're promoting Buckomania. That's a little bit later in the month. Next week, Walking Taco Tuesday and Wine Wednesday. Throw to first and gets back. Covino's 3-for-3 in stolen bases, has one in this series. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Outside and low. 1-1 the count. Vuletich, the shortstop, maybe 4 or 5 steps toward the bag at second. Harden, as usual, deeper in center field. Guardino is normal in left and a little deeper in right. Fontaboa. Outside for a ball. 2-1 the count. Guarin. So that ball behind his back works from the first base side. The right-hander does. Throws to first, and getting back is Covina. Marv, 6'2", 220 pounds. He's 23 years of age out of San Francisco. And the pitch, that's in there for a strike. Levels the count at 2-2. Good changeup that time for Guarin. Set at the letters and to the plate. Popped up, shallow left. Guardino comes in. He's underneath and puts it away. The inning is over. No runs, a hit, one stranded. At the end of an inning and a half, it is 1-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Trenton. Ryan Guardino, Carlos Contreras, Marcus Page. 5, 6, and 7 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the second. Guardino, third in the league in home runs with sixth in the league in home runs with 3. He's driven in 10 with a double. did not play last night. Tuesday night went 0 for 4. And the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Guadino began his collegiate career at Wofford, went to Tennessee Tech, and then to Alabama. His Tennessee Tech stats were really good. That is belted in the air, left center field, and coming over to make the play is Aberdeen, one out. Carlos Contreras had a rare 0 for last night. He went 0 for 4, hitting .368, which is still the league lead. No home runs, 14 knocked in. That's good for 6 in the league. He's also 3rd in the league in walks with 12 and 2nd in the league in total hits with 28. And the pitch. That's on the inside corner for a strike. Reddick out of Lehigh. 6'4", 205-pound left-hander out of Oxford, Pennsylvania. And Luke's 0-1. It's on the ground to short, being charged there by Covino. Picks it up, slings it to first in time, two outs. Marcus Page went 0 for 4 last night. 2 home runs and 14 knocked in for Marcus with 5 doubles. He also has 11 walks in the year. In his Spikes career, 12 home runs and 67 knocked in. He has as many runs knocked in this season as he did last season. That's outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Last year he had 3 home runs and 14 knocked in with 10 doubles. So he's got 2 home runs and 14 here with a full month to play. And the 1-0. As foul, first base side. That'll make the concourse and out of play. 1-1 the count on Marcus Page. Waits in the right-handed box. That is line foul over the Geisinger Champions Club to our right now to play. It's a ball and 2 strikes. So Walking Taco Tuesday. Wine Wednesday next week for Williamsport. 1-2. That is line to the line, Country Kia corner, and Emetis reaches up and reels it in and takes extra bases away from Marcus Page to end the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. 2 full in the books. 1-0. Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Roberto Lopez to the plate. To lead it off, the catcher, his first appearance in the series. Swing and a miss at high fastball. 0-1 the count. So 9 hitters, 6 first pitch strikes. Lopez hitting .286 with no home runs and 3 knocked in. That's a swing and a miss. 0-2 to the Thunder catcher. Straight away in the outfield, there really is no book on this guy. Page a couple of steps toward the bag at second against the right-handed hitter. 0-2. That's a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Three pitches, three strikes. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at MountainIndy.org. Well, here's the difference in the game. Colby Johnson, who homered to lead off the game into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion in left. And the pitch. Low and outside. It is 325 down the left field line, 375 left center, 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, and 320 down the line and right to the line, Country Kia corner. Curveball outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Right about the 378 sign at the scoreboard, it goes up to 8 feet high all the way around to the monster and right. That is in the air center field. Back goes Harden. He comes over, makes the catch, two outs. Monster is 18.55 feet high with a grandstand above it. And with two outs, here's Jack Lynch, who grounded out to Dorigi at first in the first. 1-0 Trenton. In the top of the third inning, Medler Field at Lebronto Park, and another beautiful evening for baseball on Belfont Community Night. The fireworks after the game. The fans can watch from the field if they so desire. And the pitch to Lynch. That's in there for a strike. Well, that's, I mean, he's been on a roll with that. That's 7 out of 11. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. That's up high. 1-1. Guarin went 3 innings against Williamsport last week. Joe and I were there for that one. And the pitch. And tying away for a ball. 2-1 the count. Good to see from our security force, Dave Lipinski back. Down to our left. Been out for a few games. 2-1 the count. Checked it. That's a strike. 2-2. That was the changeup that time. Talk about a couple of jerseys. Wade Boggs, Red Sox jersey down below. And number 26. The pitch. Hit high in the air to right field. Playable for Jesse Fontebois. Underneath, settles, puts it away. And the inning is over. Nothing across. They go in order. In the third, 1-0 Trenton to the bottom of the third on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Spikes Radio Network. Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. 1-0 Trenton to the bottom of the third. Caleb Marquez, Jesse Fontebois, and then back to the top of the order. Peyton Harden, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk. That's what's been surrendered so far by Luke Reddick. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. The Colby Johnson home run to lead off the game. The difference, 1-0 Trenton. One out. Marquez swing and a miss of the curveball that dropped out of the zone that time. It's 1-1. And Reddick out of Lehigh. And the 1-1. Checked it, did not go. It's 2-1. Fontebowa next, then back to the top of the order and Peyton Hardin. By the way, the first contest between Joe Putnam and Scott Walker. 2-1. It's fouled straight back just to the right of the booth and bounces down below to the screen, in fact. And on the bounce, a fan was able to make the catch. 2-2 the count. It went to Scott Walker. It was a tough one for Joe. 2-2. Hit in the air, right field, Jimenez comes on and puts it away, one gone. It was a tough, tough opening. You were not the favorite, though.
No, not by any means. I turned in a much better effort than last year at Bouncy Horses.
I didn't quite get that sham feeling as you were chasing Secretariat. Actually, it's one of the great of all time. Twice a Prince.
Yes.
That is actually the horse that finished second in the Belmont. I talked to Mr. Girardi today, in fact. Oh, 1-0 yes. The count. Talked for about 45 minutes. He's going up to Saratoga this weekend.
Oh, tremendous.
1-0. It's on the ground. Knocked down by Reddick. Picks it up, throws to first, and gets Fontebowa. Fontebowa had a base hit up the middle. And he just reached around and just accidentally knocked it down. There's two outs.
Well, it looked like he threw the leg out first, but then it hit the mitt. 104 off the bat, a rocket. But you can tell by the way it ricocheted back towards home plate how much force was behind that. But Reddick able to chase it down and make the play.
Well, a good laugh in the Trenton dugout.
Oh, yeah.
Hardin grounded out to third to Lynch the first time. Lynch made a good play on it and threw him out. And the pitch. That's a slow roller right side. Picked up by Reddick. Wheels, fires, threw it away. Harden's on his way to second as the ball goes to the tarp. And he'll get there. And they're going to call him out for interference. They're going to call him out on interference being out of the baseline.
Yep, there's the runner's lane over at first, and you have to be in the lane running down. Dave Tremblay is going to come get an explanation as well. Peyton Hardin, well, he was staying at second base, but now he's retreating to the dugout.
So he's out on the interference play at first. And the inning is over. But Joe Putnam's night and the ability to have one of the great comeback stories ever is not.
Oh, yeah.
On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State.
The possibility.
But is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
But is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We go to the fourth inning. Spikes down 1-0. Marv Guarin, whose longest outing has been 3 1/3, is out there in the fourth inning now. And the guy that will make the great comeback story that we will brag about for years to come to win Mr. Belfont, Joe Putnam.
Thank you, Steve Jones. This is a cameo appearance for me. I'm due for the second round in the fifth inning tonight. They couldn't fit me in anywhere else.
It's all right.
Breaking ball is high to Jimenez.
I feel like I have a purpose. I am going to go down and say hi to Allen first.
Oh, yes. Ball fades low. 2-0 the count to Ramon Jimenez. Marv Guarin back on the mound. 1-0 Trenton. Thunder with two hits. The Spikes with one. And a delivery. That is a ball low. Breaking ball from Marv. 3-0 the count. Gorgeous evening for baseball. Dollar beer special, by the way. Another 15 minutes left on that. $1 12-ounce select drafts, $2 12-ounce craft drafts. And this is driven on a 3-0 swing over the left field wall, just below the scoreboard to the right of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Second solo homer of the game for the Thunder. And the lead now 2-0 is Ramon Jimenez. Goes deep in the fourth inning. A 395-foot shot. It left the yard at 108 miles per hour. That is Jimenez's first home run as a member of the Thunder this year. And now Joe Impaduglia, the left-handed hitting DH, the batter. Impaduglia came in among the league leaders in batting average and on base percentage. It's actually second in the league in OBP, and the first pitch to him here is low for a ball. Impaduglia flied out to center field in the first. And the pitch, that bounces, blocked by the glove of Marquez. Two balls, no strikes. So three hits in the game for the Thunder, two of them home runs, and Caleb Marquez will walk out to the mound. Just a one-on-one with he and Marv Guarin. Meanwhile, we will open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard with the scores in the MLB Draft League tonight. Only one other game in MLB Draft League action. Again, Mahoning Valley, which will host the Spikes starting tomorrow night at Eastwood Field, finished up their series against Frederick last night. Theirs was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday series. Those teams off tonight. Mahoning Valley, by the way, won in an overtime tiebreaker after a 3-all tie in regulation. And the 2-0 pitch to Impaduglia, breaking ball low, 3-0 the count to him. See if he is a free swinger on 3-0. The pitch, he is not. He holds off. It's called strike on the outer half. But in the one other game in action tonight in the MLB Draft League, West Virginia and Williamsport, scoreless bottom of the third up at historic Bowman Field. The 3-1. Down and in ball four. So Impaduglia draws the first walk of the evening for Marv Guarin. Marv now at 52 pitches on the night, 28 for strikes. And with a runner on, here's Anthony Abatine. The switch-hitting left fielder flied out to right field, his first time up. Seems like more and more folks are still coming into the ballpark. There's still room for you here. Fireworks after the game. Fireworks from the field. You can head down the steps, either section 202 on the third base side, section 203 on the first base side, and head on to the infield dirt, staying on the dirt. You'll be able to watch the fantastic fireworks show tonight presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. And, of course, as with all fireworks shows this season, it's themed down. It's a salute to 80s movie themes tonight. See if Top Gun makes the cut. But the fireworks display, our good friends at Starfire Corporation, the official fireworks provider for the Spikes. And, of course, Starfire will be presenting the final Fireworks from the Field show this summer. A Sounds of Summer compilation to round things out, the summer vibes. Now, on Thursday, August 31st, that will be not only the third and final Dollar Beer Night after tonight is edition number two this year, but it's also the regular season home finale. As hard as it might be to believe, we've only got 4 weeks remaining in the State College Spikes 2023 home schedule. A meeting on the mound as Jerome Williams gathered everyone. Now the first pitch, Anthony Abatine, who is the McDonald strikeout guy. He flied out to right field his first time up. Check out the scores on the Major League Baseball side, the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard as well. And for the first time this year, we'll have some football action to monitor on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The Hall of Fame game being played tonight in Canton, Ohio. Jets and the Browns. One ball, one strike to Abatine. Guarin to the plate. Fades in, swung on and missed. Big time change up that occasion, and it's 1-2. And Padugliel leads off first. Guarin delivers. That's in the dirt, gloved by Marquez. Two balls, two strikes. In the majors tonight, Pirates and Brewers scoreless, top one in Milwaukee. A lot of day action today, getaway day for a lot of teams as the 2-2 swung on and missed, got him with a curve. And that is Marv Guarin's second strikeout of the night, and it means the McDonald's strikeout guy has whiffed, which means that everybody in attendance tonight can present their ticket for tonight's game at any participating McDonald's in State College or Milesburg. Here's a hint, that's all of them, to get a free Big Mac with any purchase. And by the way, limit of three redemptions per visit. Breaking ball low, 1-0 the count. That'll start at noon tomorrow and extend for 3 days afterwards. So a little weekend lunch on us. Maybe finish off the week on a high note tomorrow at lunchtime. First pitch to Guerrero swung out, or it was a ball low. Next one swung on and missed. 1-1 the count to Justin Guerrero. He lined out to the shortstop, Zach Vuletich, in the second. One of the first times this year we'll see Josh Leslie not out there. He's getting a breather tonight as the 1-1 swung on and missed. It's 1-2. In day game action in the bigs on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Phillies defeated the Marlins 4-2. Rangers over the White Sox 5-3. The 1-2. Big looping curve stays high, and it's 2-2. The Royals top the Mets 9-2. Orioles over the Blue Jays 6-1. The Giants shut out the Diamondbacks 1-0. Despite being out hitting the game, 6-2. The 2-2 swung on and missed. Back-to-back K's for Marv Guarin, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. And Padugliel remains on first, two gone, top of the fourth, and here's Dan Covino. Covino, the shortstop, singled in the second. 2-0 Trenton here on the top of the fourth. Both runs on solo homers. Pitch outside for a ball. Johnson to lead off the game. Jimenez to start this fourth inning. Lamonte Wade Jr., one of the two Giants hits today out in San Fran. It was a solo homer as well. It was the only run of the game. Pitch outside for a ball to Covino. 2-0 the count. Astros and Yankees underway. Scoreless top of the first. In the Bronx, Twins visiting the Cardinals later tonight. Reds and Cubs tonight as well. The Angels hosting the Mariners. Shohei Ohtani getting the start. Throw on to first, and Padugliel dives back in. By the way, Jameson Taillon, who spent the latter stages of the 2010 season here in Happy Valley with the Spikes, gets the start for the Cubs this evening. And the pitch, that's low for a ball, 3-0 to Covino. This is what happened to Marv the last time he faced the Thunder. He was able to dig himself out of a lot of holes, but he got behind in the count. 3-0 here. He's trying to battle back. Pitch. That fades in for a strike. One other game on the MLB docket, the A's and the Dodgers. And Chavez Ravine. Of course, the Browns and the Jets, the Hall of Fame game. Aaron Rodgers will not play. So 3-1, swung on and missed. He offered it the curveball that dove low and away. 3-2 the count. Women's World Cup action. Finishing group play overnight, or early this morning, I should say. South Korea and Germany with a 1-1 draw. Morocco defeats Colombia 1-0. As the 3-2 to Covino, a breaking ball down and in, ball four. And Padugliel was off with the pitch with two outs, but Covino draws the second walk of the inning. Here's Anthony Fontana now, but before that can happen, Dave Tremblay is coming out, and he's going to make the call to the big man. So here in the top of the fourth inning, Marv Guarin's outing done after 3-2-thirds. Patrick Kadelka will take over with his call for relief We'll have the numbers on Kadelka, and we'll have the rest of this fourth inning when we come back here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Watch fireworks from the field tonight with the State College Spikes. Game time is 6:35 against Trenton, and the skies will light up with a post-game salute to 80s movies themes fireworks show presented by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, and you can watch them from the infield dirt at Medler Field on Hospitality Appreciation Night and Belfont Community Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fourth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. The new pitcher for the Spikes, New Braunfels, Texas' own Patrick Kadelka, the right-hander out of Stephen F. Austin. He is making his 11th appearance of the year, a 2-0 record, a 5.19 ERA. Does have credit for one hold this year. 17 and a third total innings. He's allowed 11 runs, 10 of them earned on 19 hits, 12 strikeouts to 7 walks, 3 hit batsmen, opponents hitting 275 against him. But he's been outstanding as of late. He tossed 2 scoreless innings on Sunday afternoon, to help keep the Spikes in and enable them to take the lead in the midst of their game against Mahoning Valley. Kadelka did not factor in the decision, but was stellar there, and he picked up a pair of wins in the 4-game series last week against the Williamsport Crosscutters. So he's looking to keep up his form here, but comes in with runners on base. First and second, 2 gone here in the top of the fourth. We'll get you the numbers on Marv Guarin, the Spikes starter, in just a moment. Anthony Fontana, the left-handed hitting first baseman, steps in. Fontana's 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. Joan Padugli leads off second. Dan Covino off first. Infield angled, playing Fontana to pull. And the first pitch to him, a fastball swung on and missed. 0-1, 88 miles an hour there. Guarin in 3 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs thus far. He is also responsible for the runners on base right now. 3 hits, 2 walks against him. He struck out 3, 68 pitches, 36 strikes. Here's the 0-1. Fades down and away. Fontana lays off. 1-1 the count. Again, this the second of the 3 Dollar Beer Nights. 3 minutes remaining in the Dollar Beer Special. Dollar 12-ounce select drafts. Also $2 12-ounce craft drafts. And by the way, if you haven't picked up the latest edition of Town & Gown, you can see the array of craft drafts available here at the ballpark. If you are a partaker of beer, there are plenty of options for you here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park. Breaking ball down and in. 2-1 the count. Kadelka is set at the midsection. A look to second. And the pitch. That's fouled. Third base side. Sails over the roof out of play. And, of course, our staff here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park spotlighted that dishes out the beers. And even up here in the sweet spot bar in the Geisinger Champions Lounge or the Geisinger Champions Club level specials today. Here's a bouncer up the middle. Big hops into the middle. Vuletic, low bouncing throw to first, but snagged by Brennan DeRiggi on the other end. Nice play by the Spikes first baseman. It'll go as a 6-3 put out, and it ends the top of the fourth. One run for Trenton on Ramon Jimenez's solo homer, his first. Team second of the game, 2 runners left on base. 3.5 gone, 2-0 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Loprano Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV 4th inning, brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Leading off the bottom of the fourth, Zach Vuletic for the Spikes against Trenton lefty Luke Rettig, who sweeps in with a breaking ball low. 75 on that one. Ball one to Vuletic, who drew a walk against Rettig in the first inning. 2-0 Trenton on a pair of solo homers. Pitch down low again. Two balls, no strikes. The next round of the Mr. Belfont competition is in the middle of the fifth inning. Me against Spikes President GM Scott Walker. Belfont Trivia is next up as the grounder on to second. Scooped by Guerrera. Throw to first in time. One gone. Brennan DeRigge reaches on a single in the opening frame. And then was erased on a double play. It's the lone hit thus far for the Spikes. A left-handed hitting Cherry Hills Village, Colorado native. Stands in. A lefty-lefty matchup here. Breaking ball and a called strike on the inner half to DeRigge. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Told you in Women's World Cup action, South Korea and Germany with a draw this morning. Morocco defeating Colombia 1-0. Swing and a miss. And DeRigge down on the count 0-2, so that will finish up the field of 16 moving on in the Women's World Cup as a pitch tipped foul to the right side. Still 0-2 to DeRigge. With the results this morning, Colombia and Morocco moving on, each with two victories. Germany, a win and a draw, so they are eliminated. A little bit of a shock there. And the round of 16 will start Saturday, overnight Friday, actually, on the East Coast. 1 a.m. will be the first round of 16 matchup down under. Pitch outside to DeRigge, 1-2 the count. Rettig into the windup, the pitch, breaking ball down and away, 2-2. Switzerland and Spain will meet then. A 4 a.m. Eastern matchup between Japan and Norway, and then Netherlands taking on South Africa at 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. Sweden and the U.S. will meet on Sunday morning on the East Coast, early Sunday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern time. Pitch fouled away by DeRigge, 2-2 the count. England taking on Nigeria, Australia facing Denmark, then Colombia, Jamaica, and France, Morocco. So one of the host nations, Australia moving on, the other New Zealand co-hosting this year, eliminated in group play. The 2-2, fastball high and away, ball three fills the count. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Payoff pitch to DeRigge, up and in. DeRigge had to do the limbo there, an impressive job to almost a squat there to get back up, and he had to bend backwards doing so.
But he draws the second walk of the evening from Luke Redding. Second time on base for DeRiggi is Braden Blackford steps in. Blackford bounced into a double play his first time up, but he leads the MLB Draft League's second half. He was named the July Player of the Month in the MLB Draft League. Congratulations to Braden on that honor. And the pitch homeward. Slides inside for a ball. Blackford coming in out of Purdue Fort Wayne. 13 extra base hits entering the game. He's two above Gonzalez and Sykes from Williamsport and Mahoning Valley, respectively. Of course, Spikes will be visiting the Mahoning Valley Scrappers tomorrow night to start a three-game series. 7 p.m. matchup tomorrow at Eastwood Field. I'll be along with you for that. Spikes Live presented by Mountain Nittany Health, approximately 6:45. 7 o'clock matchup Saturday out in Ohio, and then 2 p.m. on Sunday before a return trip home. Off day on the schedule Monday, then right back here for Walking Taco Tuesday with half-price Walking Tacos all game long, plus the Miller Coors special, Miller Lite and Coors Lite, half-price from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday night as well. 6:35 p.m. matchup against the Williamsport Crosscutters. They'll become a more frequent opponent down the stretch here in the 2023 season. 2-0, fouled back to the screen. Spikes and Crosscutters, of course, met the first four games of the year in the opening half of the season, June 1st through the 4th. Back-to-back matchups July 3rd and 4th to complete the first half, and then didn't meet for any second-half matchups until July 25th, starting that four-game series alternating between the two sites. Breaking ball down and away, 3-1 the count. Actually, the first two here in Happy Valley, last two in Williamsport. But the Crosscutters will be here August 8th and 9th. Then again, the 22nd and 23rd, and then the 29th and the 31st. With visits from West Virginia and Frederick also still on tap for the 2023 home schedule. The 3-1 down and in. Blackford turns away. It's ball four. Back-to-back walks. And now first and second one out for Ryan Guardino, who's definitely got home run pop. He has three of them this year. They all have been at Monongalia County Ballpark in West Virginia. But he's the kind of batter that when runners are on base, he raises his game. And when he gets a hold of the ball, he can send it a long way. Redick now at 48 pitches through the night, 27 of them for strikes. Here's the 49th that fades in for a strike outer half. Guardino coming to the Spikes after finishing his collegiate career at the University of Alabama. The 0-1. Fastball missed inside, 1-1 the count. 2-0 lead for Trenton here in the bottom of the fourth. Three hits for the Thunder, two of them solo homers. One hit so far for the Spikes, but another one could very well tie it here. Redick sets at the belt. The lefty deals. And that is a sharp liner off the mid of Lynch into left field. Around third is DeRiggi. He will score the throw to the infield. And it's an RBI single for Ryan Guardino. And that time, that was more of the line drive, but it came smoking off the bat at 104 miles an hour. That'll be an RBI single for Guardino, Ryan's 11th run batted in this season. And the Spikes keep on moving here in the bottom of the fourth, now trailing by just one. First and second, one out once more. Carlos Contreras, who came into tonight's game leading the league in batting average with a .368 mark, steps in. He grounded out to short his first time up, and now he's up with runners on base. The pitch. That's a strike over the outer half. I was talking to somebody who has frequently been to games here in the 2023 season before the game. He said, What's Contreras batting? Seems like every time I turn around, he's getting on base, especially with runners on. Sure enough, number one in the league, but he takes the 0-1 breaking ball for a strike, nicking the outer edge as it swept across the plate from inside to out on the lefty. Interesting cloud movement above us. Joe Murgo, the former longtime WTAJ-TV weatherman in the house tonight. I have to ask him about these as Contreras reaches out, pops this one up, foul ground, third base side, over for it, Lynch. He makes the catch. Runners stay at first and second. Contreras was trying to waste that pitch, but didn't quite get enough on it. It was playable for the foul out and the second out here in the bottom of the fourth. Now Marcus Page, the batter, another guy who, when he gets a hold of the ball, can send it a long ways. Two home runs this year, 12 for Spike's career, 14 RBIs, tied for second on the team. First and second, two outs in a one-run game, a breaking ball low, blocked by Lopez, no movement from the runners. Simply ball one. Wind has picked up just a tad, blowing about 5 to 10 miles an hour from right field to left field. So there is some assistance if Page can pull it here. The 1-0. That's fouled the other way, sailing out toward the Catabus steps. Ball and a strike to Page. Again, Spike's back home next Tuesday, but next Wednesday, Bark in the Park night. Third one of the season, presented by the Center Daily Times. Bring your four-legged friend out to the park as the pitch tails in on Page. Marcus lays off, backs out of the way. 2-1 the count. Rennick has been feeding the Spikes a lot of curveballs this evening. He's got, again, he drops that arm down, doesn't come straight over the top. Or the three-quarters arm slot of the pitch. Sweeping curve swung on and miss. That one actually didn't have a whole lot of spin to it. That just dropped straight down. 2-2 the count. The set, the pitch. Chopper off the plate, up the middle. Covino, the shortstop, charges, takes it in front of second, throw to first in time. The inning is over. But the Spikes get one back here in the fourth. A run on a hit. Ryan Guardino's RBI single. Two runners left on base. 2-1 Trenton as we move to the fifth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skincare. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics, keep your skin beautiful.
Well, as we enter the fifth inning, I've got some business to tend to. I've got somebody to defeat in Belfont trivia in the Mr. Belfont competition. So Steve Jones has the fifth.
All right. You need to get this done.
Yes.
The pressure is on. You can ill afford any missteps.
No. This is down to the wire here.
It's time to bury him. Pitch by Kadelka. It's up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Roberto Lopez. International man of mystery. We don't know where he's from, what school he went to. That's true. The pitch, high and tight. That's why when he came to the plate, they played Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. That was the thought process behind that. 2-0, and the pitch. That's down low for a ball, 3-0 the count. Lopez struck out swinging on three pitches in the third. And the 3-0 from Kadelka. And he walked him on four pitches. So he has struck out on three pitches. He's now walked on four pitches. So here is Colby Johnson, led off the game with a homer to the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion and flew to center in the third. We're in the fifth. Great to have you with us. 2-1, Trenton leads it. Game's featured five hits so far, three for Trenton, two for the Spikes. Middle infield double play depth. Outfield straightaway and deep. That's a strike from Patrick. Good curveball. It's 0-1. Ryan Gardino was driven in the Spikes run in this game, knocking home Brendan Dorigi. That's low and outside, 1-1. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Trenton. A run, a couple hits, and no errors for the Spikes. Kudelka goes set and waits and delivers. That's lined up the middle. That's a base hit. So first and second with nobody out. Lopez pulls into second. Johnson now 2-for-3. That single to go with the home run. Jack Lynch is 0-for-2, grounded out to first in the first and flew to right in the third. Lynch is 1-for-10 in the series. Lynch has not grounded into a double play so far this season. Vuletich, couple steps, he's behind Lopez at second. Outfield straight away, normal depth, outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Kudelka trying to fight to find the plate right now. Here's the set by Kudelka. Check second and the pitch. High and away for a ball over through that one. 2-0 the count. Wind is picking up a bit, blowing to left now, about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Kudelka throws the four-seam fastball, the slider. He also has a split and a sinker. That last pitch was the slider. And Caleb Marquez is out to talk to his guy. Top of the fifth inning, 2-1. Trenton leads it, scoring one in the first on the home run by Johnson and one in the fourth on the home run by Jimenez. Spikes put their run on the board in the bottom of the fourth. RBI single by Ryan Gardino to bring in Brendan Dorigi. 2-0 the count. Kudelka on its way. Tied him up inside. Did he go? They appealed. No, it's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. First and second with nobody out. A walk and a single. And the 3-0 by Kudelka. Tied away, ball four. That's the second four-pitch walk of the inning. And the bases are loaded now for Jimenez, who homered his last time up. Jimenez belted into the left field, just like Johnson did. So Jimenez is 3-for-10 in the series. And what they'll do is they will play Dorigi back at first. Middle infield, Page and Vuletich double play depth. Blackford even at the bag at third. Outfield straight away deep. Bases loaded, nobody out. Kudelka with a lot of work to get out of this one. And the pitch. That's fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1. 2 4-pitch walks and a single. Those four-pitch walks sandwich the single. 0-1 the count. On the road tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, off day Monday. Spikes here against Williamsport Tuesday, Wednesday. 0-1. Breaking ball high and tight at the letters, 1-1. Walking Taco Tuesday, followed by Wine Wednesday. 6:35 each game on Tuesday the 8th and Wednesday the 9th, and it's Bark in the Park 3 on the 9th. The pitch. Breaking ball up high, 2-1 the count. Yep, 8-9 means you can bring your canine. And that'll be Bark in the Park coming up on Wednesday. 2-1 the count. Kadelka to the plate. Inside, 3-1. Now he's brought walking a run in into play here. Fastball at 88 by Patrick. 3-1. Kadelka goes set and delivers. Ball 4-3-1 is an RBI for Jimenez. Third walk of the inning. Lopez walks in from third. 3-1. And here's Impadulia. Impadulia is 0-1. Flew to center in the first. He walked in the fourth. He is 3-7 in the series. The DH. Middle infield double play depth. Blackford even the bag at third. Dorigi back at first against the left-handed hitter. Open stance for Impadulia. Outfield straight away, deep. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. Good change up that time from Patrick Kadelka. It's 0-1. Kadelka is making his 11th appearance for the Spikes. And pitched in 17 and a third coming into the game. 0-1. Swing and a miss. He checked it and went around. He's in the hole 0-2. Out of New Braunfels, Texas, that is pitching at Stephen F. Austin. This year he made 16 appearances and 4 starts. 8.6 strikeouts per 9 innings. Needs one here. 0-2. And the pitch. That slapped that foul toward the Allen Weiser box. And out of play. And Guy Gadowski is looking up at the right at the top where got with it about 15 feet of them, Penn State hockey coach. 0-2 the count. Kadelka set Patrick to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. That was a big one there. He needed it. And that's his first strikeout of the game. Brought to you by good friends at Mountain Indy Health, looking to be part of an all-star team. Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. So with the bases loaded one out, here's Appadine. Anthony is 0-2, flew to right in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Bats from the left side, middle infield double play depth. Bases loaded one out, one run in. Swing and a miss again. He tried to hold up but could not. It's 0-1. Gardino a little shallower in left against the left-handed hitter. Fontebeau a normal in right, a little deeper in center for Harden. Vuletic, the shortstop, a few steps toward the bag at second. The pitch. It's down low, 1-1 the count. Wind blowing to left about 5-10, gusting to 15. A few clouds above right now on this hazy Thursday night. The set by Kadelka, 3-1. Trenton here in the top of the fifth. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 89 with a fastball. 1-2 the count. Kadelka trying to bear down here. One out, base is loaded. He goes set at the belt, the big man. All 6'8", 290 pounds to the plate. Way up high. Gets away from Marquez. A run will score. It's 4-1. So, 2 runs in the inning as Johnson scores from third. And the runners move up 90 feet. Lynch will go to third and Jimenez to second. 4-1. All this in this inning has been done with one hit. Infield now up on the grass all the way around with a 2-2 count. Kadelka. 2-2. Inside corner called strike 3. Got him. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, their team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainindy.org for more information. So with two outs, the infield will back up now with second and third. And here's Justin Guerrero. Lined out to Vuletic at short in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Kudelka with second and third, two outs, but two runs in, delivers. Inside corner for a strike. Starts him out with a fastball at 88. It's 0-1. Guarin went 3 2/3, his longest outing as a spike. Three hits, two runs, struck out three, walked two. And the 0-1. Breaking ball up high at the letters. It's level at 1-1. So the 3 2/3 is longest outing as a spike. His line is almost exactly what it was at Williamsport last week. Kudelka with a 1-1 count to the plate. Low one outside. Yeah, when Guarin pitched on the 27th, which was last Thursday, he went three innings, gave up four hits, two runs both earned, and struck out three, walked two. Almost the same line as tonight, except he went 3 2/3 tonight. 2-1 the count. And the pitch. Checked it. It's 3-1. First base is open. But you'd like to get out of the inning. You don't feel like dealing with bases loaded again. Kudelka with a 3-1 count to the plate. That is lined down the left field line, but foul. One hopping the Trenton bullpen. It's now full 3-2. Lynch on third, Jimenez on second. Two runs in here in the top of the fifth inning, 4-1 Trenton. They've done all this in this inning on three walks and a single and a wild pitch. Kudelka, 3-2. That's on the ground to third. Blackford juggles, throws, got him. Inning is over. Trenton will get two runs. They'll do so on one hit. They'll leave two. And at the end of four and a half, 4-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
It went to a tiebreaker, but Joe Putnam won trivia. They're now tied at one, although the tiebreaker was, is who's in the Belfont Little League Hall of Fame, which Spikes employee, and it's Joe Putnam. All right, Luke Redding back to work. Caleb Marquez will be followed by Jesse Fontaboa and Peyton Harden. That first pitch to Marquez is a ball, 1-0 the count. Flew to right back in the third. Bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that curveball. 1-1 the count. Redding, been really an average start for him. He's been really good all year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Reddick came into this game with a 3-0 record and a 1.73 ERA, which is sixth in the league. Tonight, he's just picked up where he left off. So far, four innings, two hits, one run. No strikeouts, but he's walked three. And Jeff Manto and home plate umpire Jesse West. Something, and now Dave Tremblay's coming out because he stopped the game. Now, did he go past the pitch clock, or what did he do? So it's now 1-2. I think he exceeded the pitch clock. So that's the pitch clock violation, I believe. I don't know. Still 1-2. No? Well, nobody paid to watch this. So why he stopped the game, I have no idea. None. Both managers had to find out and ask why he stopped the game. 1-2, the count on Marquez. And the pitch. That's popped up foul. First base side playable. Fontana makes the catch. One out. Well, he's had control over this game so far. Jesse Fontaboa. Now, Fontaboa hit the ball at 104 miles an hour on the ground. Reddick kind of wheeled his glove around and knocked it down and was able to throw him out at first. And here's the pitch. That's fouled off his front foot, his left foot, which has the guard on it. No balls at a strike. Oh, and won the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 87. It's 0-2. Oh, and 2 the count. And the pitch. Excuse me, foul ball. Almost hit Harden on deck that time. He had to duck out of the way of it. Jonah Jenkins says something to him as he walks by. It's 0-2. As Jonah comes out to pick up the ball. 4-1, Trenton here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch. That's fouled by Fontaboa. Good job just to stay alive there. It's still 0-2. No balls at two strikes. Wind's died down a bit, still blowing about 5 miles an hour to left. And Reddick, the left-hander, to the plate. Way outside, 1-2. That was a purpose pitch. Just to see if he'd chase it. Did not. Reddick so far has thrown 68 pitches. 41 have been strikes. The pitch checked it. Did not go. 2-2 the count. Reddick stares in. 2-2 the count. And delivers. Low and inside. Runs it full 3-2. Good job by Fontaboa to stay alive in this at-bat. And he's been able to work it back to a 3-2 count. One out. Nobody on. Here's the pitch. And he got a walk out of it. Went from 0-2 to a walk. That's a good, solid, professional walk there by Jesse Fontaboa. And that'll bring Peyton Harden to the plate. Harden grounded out to third. Then it looked like he beat out a hit and went to second on an error. But they called him out on interference at first. So he's 0-2. Off the line and even to the bag at third is Lynch. Middle infield double play depth is shallow in the outfield. Throw to first back standing is Fontaboa. Triumphant. With the pressure on and an overtime question, Joe Putnam comes through.
That's right. It helps when you're the answer to the question.
The pitch. It's fouled. Third base side. Out to the bullpen. It's 0-1.
Then again, Jerome Williams has got me twice this year. on trivia questions where he is the answer.
Well,
so
yes, it's always easier to know something about yourself. Here's the pitch, and it hit him. Harden goes down. First batter hit by a pitch in the game tonight, and for Redding, it's the second hitter he's hit this season. First and second now for the Spikes, down three. Tying run to the plate in Zach Buljic. As Fontebola goes to second. Well, they're lucky you weren't down in the field at that point doing trivia. You'd have charged. That curveball was nasty.
Yes.
Explain to me why he stopped the game. No idea.
Mm.
I mean, Jeff and Dave both came out like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I guess they, well.
Well, he made a signal. I don't know if the pitch clock went out or whether it's like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
And the pitch. And it's a strike. Fans here came to see baseball tonight. They came to see Mr. Belfont tonight. Nobody paid a dime to watch people officiate. They're important, but nobody paid to see it. 0-1 the count. In tight, 1-1 the count. Like, come on, man.
Well, I mean,
there's no need to stop the game. Keep moving.
there are some darker clouds passing over us, but they're passing over.
That's... Yes. Oh, it's Belfont Community Night. Down low and inside, 2-1 the count. Wait, going to be ruined by that? Especially when we're so close to crowning Mr. Belfont.
That's right.
What happens if there's a tie? Do you share it? Outside for a ball, 3-1 the count.
We're going to have to go to Bud Selig for a ruling on that.
I remember that night in Milwaukee. Right, that didn't resolve anything.
Nope.
3-1 the count. Bud's available, though.
He sure is. Sure is.
3-1. That's line down the right field line, but foul. Zach had three hits in last night's game. Yeah, I mean, look, at some point, the Zach Buljic bat was going to come alive. He only hit 355 this year at Texas Tech and hit 388 in his career. Like, at some point, I mean, the guy knows how to hit.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a chance to drive in a run here, down 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the pitch. That's fouled. Geisinger Champions Club now bounces down below behind the Spikes dugout. Count still 3-2. On deck is Brendan Dorigi. Wind has really kicked up. It's blowing to left, and it's 5-10 gusting to 15. The set looks at the runner at second, delivers. That's down the right field line, slicing foul into the seats about eight rows back right in front of the Spikes bullpen. It's still 3-2. Good piece of hitting by Buljic. Be the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Pitch. And ball four. Back-to-back. Well, two of the last three have walked, and they've all both been professional walks. Where Fontebeau and Buljic had to fight it off. Harden just got hit by a pitch. There's a curveball in the shoulder. Yeah. I think he'll live. And here comes Sweeney out to talk to his guy. This gives us an opportunity here to talk about what the tiebreaker is.
Well, you know, we talked about this, and it's been laid out. We both, Mr. Walker and myself, it will be the Tough Trees closest to the pin competition in the eighth inning.
Are you allowed to throw it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the competition. We'll each throw three golf balls from the fun deck trying to get closer to the pin in right field.
Now, one of the two of you is a Belfont Little League Hall of Famer, correct?
That's right. That is correct. That would be... moi.
You didn't think I was paying attention. Dorigi is 1-for-1. Single to right in the first. Walked and scored in the fourth. Bases loaded. One out. That's sliced down the left field line, and that is foul into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. It's 0-1. Well, I'll tell you right now, one swing of this big bat, and the Spikes will be in front. Home run this year. He has knocked in 14. Bases loaded, one out, and there's plenty of speed out there with Harden at second and Buljic at first. Down low, 1-1 the count. Montebo is not bad at third, but let's face it, he's at third. You're not thinking about speed there. He's thinking about speed in back of him. And way off the line is Appadine in left. The pitch in tight, 2-1 the count on Brendan.
They are playing DeRiggi to pull very definitively in the outfield.
Johnson's about 15 to 20 steps into right center. They 2-1. Checked it. Didn't go. 3-1 the count. Well, Trenton was able to get a run on a bases loaded walk. Did the Spikes return that favor? No action, by the way, in the Trenton bullpen. 3-1 the count. The pitch. Oh, he tied him up inside. I think that was going to be ball four. 3-2 the count. Oof. Fastball at 87 that tied him up. All right, here we go. Big pitch here. 3-2 the count. Middle infield double play depth. Outfield playing to pull. Ball. Oh, wow. You don't wait that long to do that. Call strike three. I'm sorry. You do not wait that long to do it. Called out on strikes. I'm sorry, you don't do that. You either call it or let it go. I mean, DeRiggi, like, waited, and then, okay, and he started walking on the first, then he called him out.
Yep.
I'm sorry, that doesn't fly up here at all. The pitch, Blackford on the ground to second, and they're going to get out of it because of a gift, and it was a gift. Fielder's choice, 4-6. So, Spikes, no runs, no hits, one gift, and bases left loaded on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I, Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
So we go to the top half of the sixth inning, 4-1, should be 4-2, and they should still be hitting. But I'm sorry, I'll be as plain as I can about this, all right? Maybe it is a strike, that's fine, okay?
Yep.
You don't do what he just did, okay? DeRiggi waited, and like, oh, okay, and then started walking down the first, and then he rang him up.
Yep.
You don't do that. You either call it or you don't. Move on. And I'm sorry, but stuff like that needs to be corrected. And if you don't like me calling you out on it, don't do it. Pitching change for the Spikes.
Yes, indeed. And we see the debut of the newest Spike, Eric Waldichuk, right-hander out of San Diego, California, Willamette University up in Oregon. The 6'4", 240-pound right-hander, 23 years of age. And he will face the 3-4-5 hitters in the, all right, check that, the 7-8-9 hitters in the lineup. Dan Covino leading things off, and he'll foul it away to the Trenton bullpen for strike one.
I think you may need to go warm up.
Covino one for one, singled in the second, walked in the fourth. And the 0-1 pinch, that is a strike on the inside corner.
Definitive there. Wow. A little late.
Ball to Chuck into the windup, and the pitch bounced on to first. Snared by DeRiggi off the dirt, and on to first he goes, steps on the bag.
Ooh, it's the extra hot dogs like we talked about.
Yes, indeed. Although I think we got some of the production allotment in
Rodney
here.
Gets one. Okay, we're trying to win the crowd show. Rodney gets three tonight. Okay?
Here's Anthony Fontana, okay. Lefty first baseman.
I usually get six. This is your night. Okay? Where the crowd is, right? The ground, I feel the groundswell of support.
I do, too.
And Walker is extremely popular and should be because he's part of the backbone of this franchise.
Some have called him Mr. Baseball,
yes,
in Center County.
Incredible. The job he's done, phenomenal.
But after tonight.
But tonight is a night that surrounds the recognition of who you are.
2-0 from Waldachuk, swung on, foul tipped into the mid. 91 on the fastball.
We know that Putnam can't exist without Walker, but Walker can't exist without Putnam.
Yeah.
Two good men, one title. Mr. Belfort.
That's right. And it'll be decided. Top three's closest.
Do you know how many
pin.
Pictures I've had taken tonight? because I'm wearing the red shirt.
Yes. Fastball low, ball four to Fontana, one out walk. Well, it is a rare occasion.
I know. A few.
Yes.
More than a few. Like, and the advertisement, you're wearing a red shirt. I'm like, well, it's Belfont Community Night. We sort of had to.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. okay.
Here is Roberto Lopez, the international man of mystery. Yes. Takes the ball inside.
Yes. Yeah, we can make up some stuff. You know, I think his grandfather's in the Hall of Fame, isn't it?
Pitch up high, swung on and missed, 1-1.
Wasn't he a top Guardians prospect?
Oh!
I mean, nobody knows anything about him.
Yep.
I don't even think Jeff Manto knows him.
Lopez, okay. We can tell you, is 0-for-1 with a walk tonight.
Well, he struck out on three pitches, and he's walked on four pitches.
That's in between now. He takes the ball low, 2-1 the count. Waldachuk delivers. That's fouled first base side.
I believe he worked his way out through Lake County, and then he was with Akron. No?
A spell in Columbus, perhaps?
Possibly. A Clipper.
2-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mid, strike three.
And that's why he's in this league now.
Eric Waldachuk records his first strikeout as a Spike. And it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers.
Yeah, literally with Roberto Lopez, we have his number and his name.
That's what's listed.
That's all that we have.
That's what's listed.
So all the other stuff, I really meant we made up.
Throw on to first, and Fontana dives back in. Colby Johnson started the game with a solo homer to left. He is 2-for-3 tonight. He has scored two of the Trenton runs.
Sure has.
Waldachuk delivers. Breaking ball low. And by the way, if that name's familiar, his brother Ken Waldachuk is a pitcher for the Oakland Athletics. He's in the rotation for the A's.
The A's actually have a national game of the week tomorrow night at MLB Network with the Dodgers.
Yes, they do. 1-0 to Johnson. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. 1-1.
Bothers me is several members of our staff have already talked to him about a trip to Las Vegas. what's going on here? What are we doing?
Exploratory scouting mission. 1-1 bounce foul.
Just to see where the new ballpark's going to be built. Well, I already know where it's going to be built.
Yes.
So.
Actually, the Las Vegas Aviators ballpark is relatively new there. That's an outstanding ballpark.
Yeah, it is. But you need a roof.
Yep.
And you can see by the temperatures.
Not particularly now. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, Arizona, Houston, and Texas.
1-2, fastball down and away.
All have retractable roofs.
Yes.
When I saw the Texas ball, because I've seen Chase Field.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you, it's not the most attractive thing I've seen.
2-2 pitch inside a ball, throw down to second, but the ball deflects out of the mitt of Marcus Paige. Marcus looked like he had the tag.
Yep.
Fontana went to second standing up, but the ball slipped out of the mitt, so that will be a stolen base, I believe.
You want to call interference? No. He hasn't had a good night in my book.
Yeah.
A lot of people, we've explained it, but a lot of people are confused as to why it was called.
Yeah. Full count, pitch. Tapped foul, third base side, into the hunt deck area where Jack Lynch almost made the snag.
Unfortunately for the Spikes, he's made every snag in the field where it counts. He's been good out there at shortstop and at third. He's very good.
Absolutely.
And a big man. He's 6'3".
Yeah. Really, really big for a shortstop.
Yeah. He's playing third tonight.
And Covino getting a shot at short. 3-2 to Johnson. Bounced up the middle. Taken by Vuletich, making the appearance at short tonight for the Spikes. His throw to first in time. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. 5.5 in the books. Still 4-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine. Let's take...
Tom is
America's corporate outlet.
40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Bottom of the sixth inning, and Ryan Guardino leads it off for the Spikes. He takes a strike on the inside corner. 0-1. Guardino, 1-for-2 in the game. Flied out to left in the second inning. RBI single in the fourth. Trenton leading 4-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Kicks away from Roberto Lopez, but simply ball one. As we remind you, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566.
I've delivered the hot dogs.
Yes?
I did note to them that they were slightly shortchanged.
Pitches a strike on the outer half.
Because, look, there are certain moments in life you've got to go for it.
That's right.
There'd be a lot of pride in this booth if you won.
2-2, lifted in the air down the right field line, but foul. Skips into the Spikes bullpen. Well, you know, closest to the pin. It's a finesse.
I realize. And then Walker's very good.
Yes.
You're very good. Should be a great contest.
Absolutely.
I still think we should have done this gladiator style.
Swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and that's strike three.
We're thumbs up, thumbs down. I'm telling you.
The people's choice. That's what you're saying.
I'm telling you, Joe, you have built up so much goodwill by being part of the face of this franchise. Right?
Carlos Contreras swings the first pitch, grounds it on to Anthony Fontana at first. He'll go to the bank, steps on it, two outs.
I'm just a voice.
Well.
I don't go out there and do the contests. I haven't been pounded in the ground like I was wrestling.
that for sure.
I have not been challenged by Bob the baseball dog.
Nope. Had a nice talk with Mark McFaul today earlier on. And, of course, Mark and his family took such great care of Bob.
Bob's a great dog. Bark at the Park next Wednesday, 8-9 for your canine.
That's right. Marcus Page lines the 0-1, past the diving Lynch down the left field line, all the way to the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, kicks off the corner, and Marcus into second with a stand-up double.
He could have done a cartwheel to get there because Abatine is playing so far into left center field. I mean, he almost needed Uber to get there.
And Jeff Manto is going to come out, and immediately he signals to the bullpen.
So well, you're talking about 96 pitches on the night, so it's time. Well, they have to go to the bullpen. What a bummer. This guy, Reddick, came in with a terrific reputation tonight, and you know what? I was impressed. He pitched really well. Came into the game, sixth in the league in ERA at 1.73. That ERA is now 1.71, pending Marcus Page at second base.
Yes, indeed. 5 2/3 innings for the left-hander. He allows 3 hits. He did allow 5 walks and a hit batsman. Struck out 2, however. And Reddick now gives way.
Yeah, 5 2/3 in this one.
And it will be Tom Benincasso coming on in relief.
Benincasso pitched in the opening game of the series, Joey, went 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, struck out 3, and walked 1 on the night where the Spikes came back and walked it off. He gave up the tying run.
And the middleman for the Thunder on that occasion. He comes on here with a runner on second, 2 outs, bottom of the 6th inning. Spikes down 4-1, so Reddick still in line.
Well, he can't lose it. He can only win it or get a no decision.
Exactly.
Benincasso making his 8th appearance. No record. 3.29 ERA. 13 2/3. 11 hits. That's good. 7 runs. 5 of them earned. He has struck out 15. Walked 7. Joe gets very antsy when I mention he's hit 1. Opposing hitters 234 against him. But again, they saw him on Tuesday night. And they got to him on Tuesday night. Now, the guy I didn't see him is the guy he's got a face, and that's Marquez, because Marquez is his first appearance of the series.
Taylor Marquez, by the way, the MLB Draft League revealing he has one of the top 5 exit velocities for any MLB Draft League player in the second half. His 108-mile-an-hour rocket that was part of his stellar evening here at the ballpark last week. And that 3-hit night, home run, really broke out. And actually, on that occasion, the skies, kind of like how the clouds are, you know, as the skies darken, it's a unique lighting pattern, the way the sun goes through clouds. It was like that on that occasion, too.
And Braden Blackford was one of the players of the month for everything he did last month.
Yes, indeed. He and West Virginia hurler Kate Tedesco are monthly award winners.
I haven't seen Tedesco yet.
He was outstanding. He set a new, Brady Tedesco, 14 strikeouts in 7 innings for him.
Well, that usually leads to player of the week of something.
Yes. So here's the first pitch of Marquez, bounced foul, tied him up inside, but he got just enough of a barrel on it to slug it foul.
Lynch throws it into the dugout. You know, some fans are not happy with him.
Marquez with a fly out and a foul out thus far, but Page leading off second. Again, the wind is blowing out to left, and it is picked up through the course of the game. 0-1. Fastball upstairs, ball 1 to even it.
You sure?
Let's call it a ball.
Well, no, I was waiting. Sometimes some people take their time.
That's true. That is true. We saw that earlier. Three hits now for the Spikes in the game. The pitch to Marquez, called strike. Breaking ball, nicking the outer edge.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
1-2 the count. Benincasso delivers. Way outside and low, gloved by Lopez, sliding to his right.
Even I could have called that one. No help needed there. This will be good, the hot dog thing. Get your arm warm.
That's right. That's right. A little different motion, but as Marquez swings at this one, lost it high in the air, down the left field line, toward the corner, circling and making the catch.
Wow.
Abatine at the warning track in front of the Geisinger side. He had to track that as it plummeted back to earth. And able to snare it for the last out. No runs, a hit, one run or less. Six innings gone, 4-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I feel a groundswell in the park. I felt like the hot dog toss once again endeared you. Rodney threw some hot dogs. I threw a couple. You threw a bunch of them.
Yep. I'm
trying to think who didn't.
Oh. Would that be my fellow competitor for the title of Mr. Belfon?
I just feel if you can win their stomachs, you win their hearts.
I'm going to go try to take the title home.
There you go. Lynch pops it up. Third base side foul territory. And it's going to fall between Marquez and Blackford. That's got to be Blackford's ball no matter what when it's hit that high. You can't have a catcher making a play like that far down. 0-1 the count. Wind is really playing some games here, though. And that was I got to give Abatine a lot of credit. First of all, he's way off the line, so I don't quite get the positioning. But then to come all the way over and then, circle back with the wind going, wasn't bad. It's on the ground to second. Page ranges to his left, fires to first in time. So the ball that fell down in foul territory, no big deal. Here is Jimenez. Homer to left in the fourth. He's also walked with the bases loaded to knock in a run. He's 1-for-2 tonight with a fly out to right. Come on, Joe. Come on. Come on. Joe. Come on. Let's go. Put it away. All right. So Jimenez, the pitch to him. In the inside corner for a strike at his 0-1. 88 with the fastball that time. From Wall to Chuck. They needed another arm in here. They got it. Left-handed action in the bullpen. Pitch. Inside corner for a strike. That's 0-2. It will drop in that changeup that time. It's 0-2. 4-1, top of the seventh. Trenton leads it. They've hit the spikes 4-3. That's off the fist foul, first base side. Picked up by Josh Leslie. 0-2 the count. Top half of the seventh inning. That's up high. Waldichuk into his second inning of work in his initial appearance with the State College Spikes. One and two. And delivers. That's wrap foul. Third base side. Still a ball and two strikes. Fifth pitch of the at-bat. Actually, the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. 1-2. Low and outside. Level at 2-2. So on the road this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, off day Monday, and back here Tuesday, Wednesday for Williamsport. That's fouled to our right. Geisinger Champions Club out of play. It's still 2-2. New baseball is brought out for Jesse West, the home plate umpire. Tuesday, Walking Taco Tuesday, half price Walking Tacos. Wine Wednesday, and Bark in the Park, high and tight to a menace, now 3-2. Bark in the Park, 3 coming up on Wednesday, and it's also Wine Wednesday. Both games at 6:35, 814-272-1711. Buy print, download StateCollegeSpikes.com and go to the box office. Fouled again by Jimenez. Stays 3-2. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up. And Waldichuk delivers. And that's ball 4. Really? K-Zone says that wasn't ball 4. Oh, well. On we go. Here is Impaduglia, who is 0-2 with a walk and a strikeout. That was a great curveball by Waldichuk. It really was terrific, right in the bottom of the zone. There goes the runner. Pitches a ball, dropped by Marquez, and a stolen base for Jimenez, who actually shouldn't be on base right now. 1-0 the count. One out. And the 1-0. Checked it, did not go. That was just a bit low, 2-0. Well, now he calls it a strike. What the heck? What the heck are we doing here? Now he calls it a strike? I mean, the first pitch was a strike anyway, and it was called a ball, so it doesn't matter. All right. One and one the count. This is interesting to watch. 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Way outside, 2-1. A14-272-1711. Buy, print, download, StateCollegeSpikes.com. You go to the box office, walk up. And again, Bark of the Park 3 is Wednesday. Pitch. It's on the ground to second, ranging to his left. Second out picked up by Page. Lobs to first in time. Moving to third on the play, Jimenez. Two outs. So, Walking Taco Tuesday. Half price on Walking Tacos. And Bark in the Park and Wine Wednesday combined on Wednesday. So that's Tuesday the 8th and Wednesday the 9th. Both at 6:35 here at the ballpark. Waldichuk delivers, hit in the air, center field, waiting for it is Harden, now comes over to his right, puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs and no hits. Runner stranded at third. Seventh inning stretch time. It is 4-1. Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Loprano Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Great job by Alan Weiser on Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Man, there's nothing like being at the ballpark if you can't make it to the game. Catch the Spikes in action in Medler Field, Loprano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. 9-1-2 for the Spikes here in the bottom of the seventh against Tommy Benincasso, Jesse Fontebboa, followed by Peyton Harden and Zach Buletich. 0-1 with a walk, first pitch swinging, foul, first base side, clears the roof and out of play. It's 0-1. Good job by Eric Waldachuk. Two scoreless innings for the Spikes. Still 4-1 Trenton here in the bottom of the seventh. Benincasso goes set, Tommy to the plate. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball that time. 0-2 the count. Yeah, Fontebboa got to third, and then it was a controversial call. Outside, 1-2 the count, where DeRiggi got called out on strikes. Could have produced a run on a 3-2 pitch. 1-2. Low and outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Fontebboa leads it off in the bottom of the seventh inning. Benincasso goes set. And Tommy waits into the plate. It's fouled straight back. 2-2 the count. Talked about Benincasso the other night. 5'11", 195 pounder out of Norwalk, Connecticut. Went to Southern Connecticut State. And for those of us who grew up in Connecticut, we always just referred to Southern Connecticut and Central Connecticut State as Southern and Central. Okay. Two-two. And the pitch. It's fouled to our right and over the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club out of play. Still 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Fontebboa in the right-handed box. Waits. Benincasso delivers. Fouled, stays alive again. Still 2-2. Standard in the infield, the outfield. Abatine way off the line and left. That's the way Trenton plays everybody. Johnson about 15 to 20 steps into right center. Jimenez shallow in right and toward the line. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Up high, full 3-2. Fontebowa leading off the bottom of the seventh, trying to get something started for the Spikes down 4-1. Game that's featured a total of seven hits. Trenton's out hit the Spikes 4-3. The pitch. Checked it. Did he go? Yes, they ring him up as they appeal to Robert Lynn at first, and Jesse went around, and the strikeout for Benincasso. That is his first. And here's Peyton Harden. Harden grounded out to third, then in one, another one of the controversial plays, and once again, it was the call was made from home. He was called out for interference at first on a ball that got away, that he beat out. Yeah, I mean, first of all, he beat it out, and it got away, and then he got the second. But they called him out on interference and then was hit by a pitch. Swing and a miss. That ball was in the dirt. He chased it. It's 0-1. Lynch off the line, even at the bag at third. Straight away is Johnson in center. And Jimenez is shallow and right and off the line. Pitch. It's high and tight to the left-handed hitter. 1-1 the count. 89-mile-per-hour fastball. Set at the belt. And the 1-1. That's foul. Third base side. Looping to the roof for the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. Great to see Alan Weiser here tonight in his retirement night. Hockey family out there with him, including head coach Guy Godowski. Alan's beautiful wife, Chrissy. Well, having a great time tonight in that box. And he's saying, take me out to the ball game. It was fabulous. High and wide for a ball 2-2. Did a great job. Alan is here all the time. And I said to him, I went over to the box in the fourth inning. He said, you already look relaxed. He goes, I feel relaxed. He earned his retirement. Great guy. 2-2. That's popped up in the infield and playable for the shortstop, Covino. Underneath, it puts it away, two outs. Zach Vuletich is 0-for-1, pair of walks, and he's also grounded to second. Benincasso's been sharp since he's come into the game. They have left-handed action now starting. That's Herney, who's warming in the bullpen for Trenton. The pitch. First pitch swinging in the air. Center field playable. Johnson, the center fielder, puts it away, and the inning is over. Spikes go 1-2-3. Benincasso has retired all four that he has faced. And at the end of seven full, it is 4-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So we go to the top half of the eighth inning, and the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, you can visit Geisinger.org. Eric Waldichuk in his initial appearance as a Spike Did a great job. Two innings, no hits, no runs. Struck out one, walked two. Gives way now to the left-hander Justin Miller. 5'10", 180-pound, 23-year-old out of Roanoke, Indiana. Pitch for Purdue Fort Wayne. He's making his 11th appearance. 20 and a third, seven runs all earned on just 16 hits. He struck out 23, walked 11, hit 3. 2-0 record with a 3.10 ERA. Last time out on Tuesday against Trenton, he went two innings and picked up the win, striking out four, walking two, and did not surrender a hit. And actually, it's going to be Jacob Meyer that's come in. So Jacob Meyer is going to be on the mound. Meyer is making his first appearance in relief, his fifth overall. 4.60 ERA and delivers. He's in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Justin Guerrero, who's 0-3. Lined out to short, struck out swinging, and bounced to Blackford at third in the fifth. 0-1. It's outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Meyer goes set and delivers. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 1-2. Four-seam fastball, throws the slider, the change, and can mix in occasionally a sink. At the belt. And the 1-2. Broken bat, one hopper to second. Knocked down by Page, and it's going to be an error. First error of the ball game on either side. Probably with the broken bat, it probably had some odd spin on it that time, and that probably ended up being an issue. So that'll bring Covino to the plate, who's 1-for-2. Single to right in the second, walked in the fourth, and grounded out to Dorigi at first in the sixth. Middle infield double play depth against the left-handed hitter. Blackford off the line at third, even with the bag. On the outside corner for a strike, it is 0-1. Outfield straight away. Normal depth. Say this, Fontebowa does not play deep in right field. He just kind of is in usually the same spot. Oh, for goodness sakes. Called a balk. And Meyer doesn't know what he did. Oh, brother. It's not good when all the calls come from one spot. And Meyer has no idea what he did. I'm watching. I have no idea what he did. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. Low and outside. 1-1 the count. One and one. Here's the set by Meyer. Looks at second with nobody out. And delivers. Went inside. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. And Meyer at the belt. And Jacob to the plate. Checked it. Did not go. 3-1. Ball was inside that time. Three balls and a strike. And the pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It's full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes the count. Still fireworks to come tonight, and they'll be able to watch from the field. And still to come, who's Mr. Belfont? 3-2. Checked it, did not go, ball four. First and second with nobody out. And Anthony Fontana to the plate, who's 0 for 2, flew to left in the second, grounded to short in the fourth, walked, stole a base in the sixth. Meyer goes set. Middle infield double play. Death Buletich is behind the runner at second. The pitch. Hit him. Ooh, right off the shoulder. Fastball at 87. The bases are loaded. Oof. Hope Fontana's all right. Lopez to the plate. Bases loaded and nobody out. So it's been an error. A mysterious balk, a walk, and a hit by pitch. Base is loaded and nobody out. So Meyer's got a lot of work to do to get out of this one. Down 4-1. Foul first base side by Lopez to the Spikes bullpen and out of play. It is 0-1. Wind is really kicked up now. Blowing about 10-15. To left field and occasionally straight out. It's really picked up here. 0-1 the count. Lopez waits. Outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Lopez struck out on 3 pitches in the third. Walked on 4 pitches and scored in the fifth. Struck out swinging in the sixth. In that right-handed box with nobody out. Bases loaded. Top of the eighth, 4-1 Trenton. And the pitch. That's foul. First base side. Concourse out of play. It's now 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. After that 88-mile-per-hour fastball. Set by Meyer. Jacob to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. That one was not in the zone, and he chased it anyway. And Meyer gets his first strikeout. He needed it. Brought to you by our good friends at Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our great team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Top of the order, Colby Johnson. Good night tonight. Led off the game with a home run to left. He also has a single and a run scored in the fifth. He's 2-for-4. On the ground to short. Vuletich, page 1. On to first. Nope, won't get him. Run will score. They had no shot at getting Johnson that time, and a run will score. 5-1. Second RBI of the night for Johnson. On that fielder's choice. It just wasn't hit hard enough, especially with his speed, to get him. You knew you could get the front guy, which they did, but with his speed, there's just no, it just felt like there was no chance. It wasn't hit hard enough. So infield backs up now, and here's Jack Lynch, who's 0 for 3, had a 4-pitch walk back in the fifth. Johnson may steal. Let's see. That's foul, third base side. That goes toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. 0-1 the count. Straight away. Normal depth against Lynch. Vuletich, the shortstop, maybe about 4 or 5 steps toward the bag at second. Wind has picked up the pitch. Bounced away, coming to the plate and scoring with ease will be Covino. 6-1. Johnson goes to second. One and one the count. It's been an inning where Meyer has not given up a hit, but he's given up 2 runs. Set, and with 2 outs, he delivers. Checked, it did not go. It's 2-1. He's low and outside that time. 89 with the fastball from Jacob. On the road for the next 3, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, off day Monday. Back here Tuesday, Wednesday at 6:35 with Williamsport. Swing and a miss. Slider up in the zone. 2-2 the count. 6-1 now. They've got their 6 runs on a total of 4 hits tonight. Set. And the 2-2. That's hit in the air, foul, third base side. It'll make the seats and out of play about maybe 10 rows back. Still 2-2. Lynch 0 for 3 tonight. He is 1 for 11 in the series. Mills set. Meyer looks at second and the 2-2. Here it is. Checked it, did not go. And it's 3-2. They'll appeal, did not go around. Cody Kogan with the call. So full 3-2. We're in the top of the eighth inning now, 6-1 Trenton. They've done all this on 4 hits. A pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, got him and the inning is over. Meyer gets his second strikeout. It is brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. With My Mountain Indy Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountainIndyHealth.com. To the bottom of the eighth inning, 6-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
He leads it off, swings and misses for a strike. It is 0-1. No balls and a strike as Tommy Benincasso back to work. Outside for a ball, 1-1 the count. Got the last out Benincasso did of the sixth inning. Worked a 1-2-3 seventh in relief of Luke Reddick, who was outstanding tonight. 6-1 Trenton, bottom of the eighth. And the pitch. Breaking ball up high. Yes, Joe Putnam has stolen the crown of Mr. Belfont from the outstanding Scott Walker. There's always next year, and it should be intriguing. 2-1. That's tap foul. 2-2 the count into Ricky Brennan tonight is 1-4-2. Single to right in the first, walked and scored in the fourth, and then that controversial strikeout with the bases loaded in the fifth. 2-2 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 got him. No controversy there. As he took care of business, Benincasso gets his second strikeout. And with one out and the bases empty, Braden Blackford wrapped into a 3-6-3 double play to win the first. Walked in the fourth. Hit into a fielder's choice to win the fifth. And the pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Ball, no strikes. Great to have you with us here tonight at the ballpark. Fireworks still to come here tonight. The pitch. That's foul. Third base side. Skies it over the roof and out of play. One and one the count. And time called. Telling them to get moving. I'm like going, you're the one who keeps stopping the game. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. Terrific changeup that time. The pitch. Outside, tried to frame it, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. The set by Benincasso, here's the pitch, and that is tap foul, third base side, still 2-2. Leans in with a 2-2 count. Set. And with one out, the base is empty. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three out to complete. The strikeout at first base. Lopez fires it down there. Two outs. Three strikeouts for Tommy Benincasso, who's been really good since coming in relief of Luke Reddick, who was really good to start this game tonight. Reddick went 5 2/3. Three hits, one run. Struck out two, but he walked five. And Ryan Guardino, 1-for-3. RBI single back in the fourth. He's also flown to left and struck out. And the pitch. That's outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. And the pitch, it's inside, just missed. 2-0 the count. Benincasso goes set and delivers. There's a strike right down the heart. Good pitch there at 89. 2-1 the count. The pitch, it's down low. The breaking ball, 3-1 the count. Benincasso with a 3-run count. Mr. Belfont has joined us. Outside, ball four. So a two-out walk. Congratulations. You were behind.
I was.
The last one.
Yes, indeed. I just needed to calibrate. First two throws. Off the mark, that third one got it right on line. It hit the pin.
Yes.
So, yes, indeed, you were speaking with the new Mr. Belfont.
The pride in this booth at the moment cannot be measured properly. And the pitch. And Contreras backs away from that one. 0-for-3 tonight, Carlos is. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. It's high and away for a ball. I'm glad the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau was here tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Because behind the catcher and the hitter, it's been an adventure. 2-0 the count.
Well, that's what it's all about here in Happy Valley, finding adventure.
And clever ways of speaking truth.
Yes.
2-0 the count. The pitch. It's foul, third base side. They'll make the seats and out of play, maybe about 7 or 8 rows back.
Oh, nearly made the grab.
My goodness, a Trenton fan. See that? How'd they even get into the park? Isn't he the guy we threw the hot dog to and he dropped it?
Uh-huh.
2-1 the count. I mean, I lobbed it to him. That's a strike in or half. Good pitch, 2-2 the count. So, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch hit high in the air to right field, and Menes goes back on the track. It's going to be off the monster. Around third and being waved to the plate, and the throw will be not in time, and Contreras has himself an RBI double. Gardino comes all the way home for first on the two-out double to right by Contreras. RBI number 15.
Carlos just went with the pitch there and put a lot behind it. You know, I just threw a golf ball on the field, but that was almost a golf-type swing, but it was the perfect swing to drive it here, drive it through the wind, which is blowing out to left field.
Right.
And if it's going the other way, that ball's out of here.
Oh, yeah, it goes the other way. It's long gone. And that wind is really kicked up. That's why you did a brilliant job of judging the wind.
I really had to do a lot of work. I had to do it the old-fashioned way. I didn't have the technology at my fingertips. Just put the...
And no warm-up tosses.
No warm-up tosses. Couldn't even employ the Johnny Miller method of just taking a driver and working it around a few times.
So 6-2, Benincasso is out. Tommy, though, to his credit, did a good job.
Yep.
I mean, really good job. Yeah, they finally got to him here with a walk and a double, but he did a good job. He went 2 solid innings out there. In his second appearance of the series. Hey, how about that jersey auction coming up for Josiah Vieira?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And
August the 20th.
That is going to be a very...
emotional night.
Yes, it will be, but it'd be very worthwhile, of course, and the proceeds benefiting the Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital in Danville, where Josiah received such great care throughout his life, and certainly hope and our good friends at PSECU helping to present that as well. So it definitely is one that we hope everybody joins in on, and we know that Josiah's grandfather, Dave Boner, will be on hand for it, along with some other special guests. Actually, I know, talking with league president Sean Campbell yesterday, he'll be here for that game as
great.
Well. So,
Sean's a class act.
Absolutely.
Dave Tremblay's having a nice conversation with Jesse West, the home plate umpire. And Dave, to his credit, is doing all the talking. David Steele, who... took the loss on Tuesday night. We'll step in here. Went one-third of an inning, gave up the 2 hits, the 1 run. Walked 1, struck out 1, and David Steele takes over here.
Well, interesting that we're in a situation. Of course, Steele came in with a tie ball game in the 9th inning earlier in the series. Now he's on. It is a 6-2 game, but he's just trying to put it away.
He was trying to put it away and get the extra innings the other night to get to overtime. He couldn't do it. So,
meanwhile, Spikes have Ty Buckner still in their arsenal. Well, we'll see what happens here. Still 4 outs to work with for the Spikes.
Yeah, I mean, look, you get a base hit, Carlos is going to score.
Yes.
So here comes Marcus Paige. I mean, it's 6-2. We're talking about maybe making it 6-3, and he's got the bat with the wind blowing to left. I mean, the wind could be blowing against him. He could hit it out.
Oh, yeah.
All right? You're talking about big-time power here. Steele goes set. We're in the bottom of the 8th inning. 6-2, the pitch. Inside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Paige doubled to left his last time. He is 1-for-3, flew to right, bounced to short, and the double to the left. Hits are even at 4. And Steele delivers. Outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Eighth double of the year for Carlos Contreras, by the way. RBI number 15. 2-0 the count. And the pitch. That's a strike outer edge. Good spot that time by Steele. I mean, you and I see Page all the time.
Yeah.
So we know what he can do to pull the ball. Explain to me why the left fielder is that far off the line.
Absolutely. Especially with the wind blowing out that way.
Right. I mean, he'd probably hit it right at him and go, hey, break positioning. Popped him up in the infield. Well, Rexy, I don't think this will have the distance. And put away by Lynch at third. And the inning is over. One run, one hit, one left. At the end of eight full, it is 6-2. Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Loprano Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And the Spikes have called for relief in the ninth inning as they bring in a new pitcher. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. Ty Buckner. He'll take over here for Jacob Meyer, who went one inning, gave up an unearned run. And Buckner, 3-2 with a 2.57 ERA, 33 strikeouts to just 8 walks, a 4-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. 18th appearance for him because he's been with the Spikes since the first half. 21 innings, 11 runs, only 7 earned, only 14 hits given up in the 21 innings. Mentioned the 33 strikeouts, the 8 walks, he's hit 2. Gets Mahoning Valley, and he has not pitched since Sunday. He went one inning against Mahoning Valley, gave up a run on a hit, struck out one, and the aberration is he walked 4. But they've given him some rest here since he has not pitched since Sunday, and this is Thursday night. And he will face Jimenez, followed by Impaduglia and Abatine. And the first pitch to Jimenez is a strike, gets 0-1. No balls and a strike. And that pitch, that misses for a ball, 1-1 the count. Buckner out of Gonzaga, 24 years of age. We've talked about his journey to get here. Although we haven't talked about his journey to get here maybe in a month. I mean, this guy comes out, and he's pitching in the Cape Cod League in 2018 with Harwich. And a 3.73 ERA of Harwich. That is the line to right center field. That's going to be extra bases. Jimenez around first. He's on his way to second. He may think about third. He is. He's kicked it into gear, and Jimenez is going to have a stand-up triple. Had a terrific night tonight. Home run, a triple. He's driven in two. And for Jimenez, that's his second triple of the season. now. Tied with his teammate Colby Johnson for second in the league. And here's Impaduglia. Impaduglia is 0-for-3, walked back in the fourth. He's also flown to right, struck out swinging in the fifth, and grounded to second in the seventh. And the pitch. And checked it down low. 1-0 the count. Fastball from Ty that time. Set and the pitch. Backed him away inside. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Set and the pitch. He backed away from it. It's 3-0, but that's not what strike zone says. The blue dot is right in the square. Okay. 3-1 the count. The pitch. Walked him on four pitches. Sort of. Oh, boy. Well, here's Abedin. Abedin tonight is 0-for-4. Flew to right in the second, struck out in the fourth, struck out looking in the fifth, flew to center in the seventh. First and third with nobody out. Middle infield double play depth, 6-2. Trenton here in the top of the ninth. It's high and away for a ball, 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes. Buckner to the plate. That's rolled foul. On deck circle, first base side, 1-1. So tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday on the road, off day Monday. Back here Tuesday night, Walking Taco Tuesday, half price walking tacos. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 91 from Ty. It's 1-2. 6:35 and then Wine Wednesday, but it's also Bark in the Park 3. Bring your canine on 8-9. 6:35. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. That's foul straight back to the screen. Still 1-2. Both games at 6:35, 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download, staycollegespikes.com. You go to the box office, or you can walk up. And just a quick note, they're going to go on the road after that for several games. The pitch, that is hit in the air down the right field line. It's a foul ball, and it's going to fall in foul territory. Nobody could get to it. Just wasn't hit high enough for Paige DeRiggi or Fontebeau to get to it. It's still 1-2. Jonah Jenkins brings out new baseballs for Jesse West. Top of the ninth inning, 6-2. That triple, by the way, by Jimenez was only the fifth hit of the game for Trenton. They've out hit the Spikes 5-4. They have six runs in those five hits. Waits and delivers. Checked it, did not go. Two and two the count. Jimenez has two of the hits and Johnson has two of the hits. And the pitch. And foul tipped into the middle. Marquez, strike three. Good job by Caleb to hang on to it. And the Ty Buckner strikeout brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mountain Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment and review us on Google to help spread the word about the great care you're getting in our community. First and third now, one out for Justin Guerrero. Guerrero's reached on an error and scored. He's also lined to short, struck out swinging, and grounded to third. He's 0-for-4. And that's a strike. Reached on an error on a broken bat. Probably put some reverse English on it. And then went to second on a balk that nobody saw. 0-1. And the pitch. swing and a miss. It's 0-2. And we talked about the five hits of the game. Two for Jimenez. Two for Johnson. Actually, Jimenez has, you know, and the other hit is Covino. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ty Buckner. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health is growing. And in 2024, we'll open a new outpatient center in Toftrees West. And in 2026, a 10-story patient tower will be added to the Mount Nittany Medical Center. Learn more at MountNittany.org. Here is Covino. He was 1-for-2 with a couple of walks and a run scored. And the pitch went around on that one. It's 0-1. Tied him up inside on a pitch that was out of the zone. Good pitch by Ty that time. As that was the slider. Four seamers, slider, change, does have a sinker. Throw to first, gets back. Oh, and won the count. Buckner goes set at the letters. And the 0-1. Hit high in the air, center field, playable for Harden. Peyton comes over, runs it down in left center, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, two left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And it's 6-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Ninth inning. Last chance for the Spikes. It'll be 8-9-1. Caleb Marquez, Jesse Fontaboa. Back to the top of the order, Peyton Harden. Need to find four to get overtime. Need five to win. 6-2 Trenton. So David Steele got the last out of the eighth inning, comes on here to now take them through the ninth. Marquez is 0-for-3. Flew to right in the third, fouled out the first and the fifth, flew to left in the sixth. And the pitch, that's up high for a ball, fastball at 89, it's 1-0. Way off the line and left is Abatine. Johnson about 15, 20 steps into right center and center. And Jimenez shallow and right. 1-0. Infield back. Standard spots. High and tight. It's 2-0. Curveball that time. Wind blowing to left about 10 to 15. On this 73-degree night. 2-0. In tight for a ball, 3-0 on Marquez. Fontaboa on deck. 3-0 the count. Steele goes set, and David will take it to the plate. Taking all the way, it's a four-pitch walk. So that starts the ninth with a base runner. Steele out of Manchester, Connecticut, did his pitching at Northeastern. David is 25 years of age. On the 29th of the month, he'll turn 26. 6'190", probably knows where the Buckland Mall is, which is in Manchester. They have the Manchester Road Race every year on Thanksgiving. Here's Fontebola, who is 0-for-2 with a walk. And the pitch. He takes a strike in her half. It's 0-1. That Manchester Road Race is a great tradition in Connecticut on Thanksgiving morning. My brother is running it. 0-1 the count. Steele goes set. And David waits. And delivers. That's outside. Good job by Lopez to track it. 1-1 the count. Yeah. He went to Northeastern. And Northeastern's where the old Huntington grounds were, where the first World Series was played in 1903. In fact, home plate from the original World Series is there. Red Sox beat the Pirates 5-3, best of 9. Outside corner for strike, 1-2. Ball and two strikes to Fontebola. And, of course, Adam Ottavino, the first ever number one pick to pitch for the Spikes. 30th overall, still in the majors. He pitched at Northeastern. 1-2. Checked it, went around. Strike three, mad at himself. First strikeout for David Steele. Harden 0-for-3. Grounded out to third, then he beat out an infield hit and an error went to second and was called out by the home plate umpire for interference. I don't know how you interfere when you beat the play out. Explain that to me. And hit by a pitch and popped out to short. It's been one of those nights. And the pitch by Steele. In the dirt, blocked by Lopez. 1-0 the count. Ball and no strikes. With Marquez on first and one out. Down 6-2, bottom of the ninth inning. Fontana playing right up in the grass at first. Up high to Harden. 2-0 to Payton. Steele stretches out those arms. David stares in. That arm dangling, that right arm now goes set. Right down to the belt. And the 2-0. On its way. Drop that in for a strike. Good pitch. 2-1 the count. Good curveball right down the heart. I think Harden was taking all the way there with a 2-0 count. Vuletich on deck. Down 6-2 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-1. That's on the ground to third. Backing up, backhanded by Lynch. Throws the second one. Fine play there. And they get the front end. Lynch did a terrific job on that play. Backhanding, backing up, and making a really solid throw to second to Guerrera. And the Spikes are down to their last out. But give credit where credit's due to Jack Lynch. Vuletich is 0-for-2 as a pair of walks. He's also grounded to second and flown to center. Set. And the pitch. That was called a strike. It's 0-1. Missed the outer edge, but a strike. Owen won the count. Set and the pitch up high. We think that's a ball, 1-1. Steele leans in. Harden short lead at first with two outs and down four. And the pitch. It's up high and away. Two balls and a strike. Dorigi on deck. That was a fine play by Lynch. He had a backhanded on a pretty good shot to third. Get his balance and make a good throw to second. Maybe it had been a little low, but it wasn't in the dirt. Drop that in for a strike, and the spikes are down to the last strike. Good curveball by Steele that time, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. With two outs and Harden on first. Down four, 6-2, bottom of the ninth inning. Not a lot of hits tonight. Nine total, five for Trenton. And the pitch. Up high, 3-2. So Harden will get a head start on 3-2, two outs. That wind is really kicked up here. I think they're talking about the possibility of overnight of maybe a thunderstorm here, but no issue here tonight for the game. Entire homestand was great. 3-2. Harden takes off. Checked it. Did he go? Strike three. Got him. Ball was dropped. Lopez will complete the strikeout at first and end the game. Final. 6-2. Trenton wins it on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Loprano Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Medler Field at Loprano Park, where Trenton takes two out of three in the series, winning 6-2. Not a lot of offense on either side in this game. Six runs, five hits, and no errors for Trenton. They left 10. Spikes had two runs on four hits and error, left nine. Luke Reddick leads the league now in victories. He is 4-0. The left-hander continues to be outstanding. Lowered his ERA tonight from 1.73 down to 1.71. Marv Guarin takes the loss. He's 0-2. Time of the game, 3 hours on the nose. And on Bellefonte Community Night, where Joe Putnam has once again been able to seize the crown of Mr. Bellefonte, 3,524 adoring fans on hand tonight. The Spikes now at 77,292. They will go over 80,000 next week when the two-game set with Williamsport takes place.
You know, this was a crowd that definitely grew as the game went along as well, and I'd like to think it's because the word spread that Mr. Bellefonte competition was going right down to the end. Although fireworks may have had something to do with it. But again, as I said at the outset, I'm claiming fireworks from the field.
It really was your inspiration. Tonight you threw out more hot dogs than at any time in the booth.
That's right.
I felt like the pregame set the tone for the love.
Oh, yeah.
And in the end, you seize the crown after seizing the moment.
Came up big when it mattered the most.
Against quality competition.
No doubt
High
about it.
High quality competition.
My compliments to Mr. Walker on a great competition. Forced me to raise my game and came through.
He is right, Mr. Bellefonte in his own way.
Yes.
He's also the team president.
Mr. Baseball in Center County, some have called him.
I'll tell you right now. I mean, let's all kidding aside.
Yes.
All kidding aside.
Oh, yeah.
And Chuck Greenberg knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What he has done to keep all of this alive.
Absolutely.
And then to advance the cause, there is so much that he has done that hardly anybody knows about.
Absolutely.
Where he's, I mean, it's been a 24/7 passion. Oh. And we all know that it's trending, quote, in the right direction. We'll leave it. How about if we leave it at that?
Absolutely. That is accurate, and we can certainly leave it at that. But Scott Walker is definitely the linchpin to this all with the State College Spikes. You know, we couldn't do what we do without him.
No doubt.
And I know that, you know, you ask him, he'll give the credit to all of us on the staff as
right.
well. But definitely, you know, Scott's our leader, and we are proud to have him as our leader. And
well, it's one thing, too. All the Mr. Bellefonte stuff, so everybody
yes.
knows, this was all in good fun tonight.
Yes, it was.
So Scott acts like he's upset. He's not upset. As long as the crowd got engaged, that's all he cared about.
Now, if I start talking about it for the next year, he might get upset. But, you know, no. It was a fun night. It's what we seek to have here each
yeah.
and every night. Fun, affordable family entertainment. Guess what? We had a lot of fun. Scott and I doing our thing out on the field. There was a lot of fun with Bellefonte Community Night tonight, a lot of fun with Hospitality Appreciation tonight. We celebrated retirements. Happy retirement
Alan
to Alan Weiser.
Alan did take me out to the ball game.
Yes, he did.
He was terrific, and he and his beautiful wife Chrissy were here tonight.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Great. And Guy Godowski was up in the booth with
him. Yes, he was. Got the jersey presented to Alan. A-Dog.
Yeah,
on the jersey.
Hey, he's here all the time.
Yes, he is. He's a season ticket holder, has been for quite a while, and we're looking forward to seeing. By the way, season ticket holders batting practice. That's one of the perks of getting your season tickets for the Spikes. A season ticket holder batting practice session will be held Saturday, August the 26th. So definitely, if you are a Spike season ticket holder, you can make sure to get the info from your representative. If you aren't a Spike season ticket holder, now's the time to start thinking about doing that for the 2024 season.
The Jets lead Cleveland at halftime 16-7.
How's Namath doing?
Nobody knows who's playing in this game.
Freeman McNeil come out of retirement?
Not yet. Ooh, wow, the Yankees are beating the Astros 4-3. They're this close to a parade in the Canyon of Champions. Let's see, the Pirates scored.
Yes.
It's 14-1.
Hey!
Ooh, boy. Okay.
They got him right where they want him.
And I guess what LSU is going to now give out injury reports, they say it's proactive response for sports betting.
Hmm.
Wow.
Well,
all right.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hey, on the road for the next three.
Yep.
And then off day Monday, and then you and I are back together on Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we'll go up to Williamsport Thursday.
Yep.
So, yeah. Joe, always fun.
Steve, indeed. And looking forward to even more fun here as we go into the home stretch of the 2023 season.
This is, the franchise has changed the entire dynamics of the summer here and has done so since 2006. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
All right, final 6-2 Trenton. Fireworks fly, and we exit on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.